As you know, we are currently talking about student life in North Rhine-Westphalia. Today, our guest is Kati from Düsseldorf. Kati, tell us something about you.
Hi, I'm Kati, and I'm 20 years old, and I study linguistics at Heinrich Heine University in Düsseldorf.
Which semester are you in?
I'm in my fourth semester now.
And have you been living in Düsseldorf only since then, or were you born there?
No, I'm not from Düsseldorf. I moved here in October 2014 when I started my studies.
And how do you live? Alone or in a shared flat?
I live alone, but I go home to my parents' house regularly.
Do you know many people who are going home often, or is it rare when you tell people you are going home?
I know few people who commute regularly, and in general I think Düsseldorf is a university where many people commute.
Can you think of a reason for that?
Concerning me, I go home because my family, my friends and my boyfriend live in my hometown, but I think Düsseldorf is a very expensive city, which is where many people commute daily or at least on a regular basis.
Do you think this influences the student life in Düsseldorf?
It depends on whether you commute daily or on the weekends or even less. If you commute daily, you only experience the student life on the campus. You don't get to know the nightlife. I go home almost every weekend, but sometimes I stay here to meet my friends or to go to a party. But during the week, I also have some time to meet my friends in Düsseldorf.
So you experience the daily life and also the nightlife. Do you feel like you miss something when you go home?
Sometimes you can't avoid missing something because my main life is still in my hometown. But I always have the option to stay here for important things like birthdays or something like that.
And what do you think about the general life in Düsseldorf? Is it expensive to live there?
Yes, especially from a student's point of view, it's very expensive to live here.
But I heard there are special flats for students that are cheaper than on a free market.
Yes, there are a few of them in Düsseldorf, but you have to register very early and you have to be very lucky to get the flat there. Besides the financial aspect, I don't think that Düsseldorf is a typical city for students.
Why do you think that?
I think you have more possibilities to party in other cities. During the week, there's almost nothing you can go to. Well, you can go to bars in the Altstadt, which is also cool, but that's it. There are almost no clubs to visit during the week, and if they are open, they are almost empty.
But there are so many students in Düsseldorf. Why is it that you can't go out during the week?
Well, I don't really know the real reason, but I can imagine that financial issues play a role. For example, when you go to the sub, you pay 4 euros only for a tequila shot.
Yes, I know about that. I've been to Düsseldorf several times, and I made the same experience with my friends. Have you been to the Schickimicki? We've been there, and it's very different to clubs like the sub.
Yes, I have been there, and I really liked it. It was affordable, and the people were really cool and kind of normal, but I think it's one of the exceptions in Düsseldorf, and sometimes you maybe want to see different clubs and to meet different people.
Yes, I can understand that. But do you think financial issues are the only reason for that?
No, I think another point is the bad train or bus connection. After 12 o'clock, you have almost no possibility to come home during the week.
Oh yes, I can remember that. We were in the Altstadt once and of course missed the last train home. So we had to... I shouldn't tell that on the radio. So what about the parts of studying that don't concern partying, like lectures and homework and tests?
I can only talk about linguistics, but I feel like we have an organization problem.
Why do you feel that?
It starts with creating your schedule. You can never be sure that you can get into the course you want to get in, because very many people take the courses, but never show up. So courses are too full on the internet, but in reality they aren't full at all.
Yes, I heard that quite often during the last weeks. It's probably a general problem for bigger universities. Is it the only problem, or are there also other things?
I can again only talk for linguistics. Me and my fellow students have come across problems like wrong marks or lost tests and stuff like this.
That doesn't sound good, I agree with that. But we should better not go into detail to avoid getting annoyed or even worse. Anyway, I fear that our time is up now, so thank you very much for your time, Kati, and good luck for your further studies.
Thank you.